Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import, now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1417, recorded May 21st, 2013. A great gag gift. The GizWiz is brought to you by Tonks Coffee. Tonks offers a bi-weekly subscription. They source their beans directly from the growers, roasted and shipped within 24 hours to give you the freshest coffee beans in the world. For a free sample, visit Tonks, T-O-N-X, .org/GizWiz. That's Tonks.org/GizWiz.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Clear the set. We're ready to shoot. It's time for the same dumb show, GizWiz time.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
a geek pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Yes, ladies and gentlemen, including Thrillcast! Boy, that's excitement. I can barely take it.
Oh. We came right through the mic.
No expense at all for this show, Ricardo. Oh. How are you today? How are things in the Big Apple?
Oh, bizarre weather. It's 83 today, and
that's,
I think it's
nice.
Going to be 10 tomorrow. And yeah, it's very bizarre.
Yeah.
Very great.
We had some nice summer weather, too, and it's cooling off a little bit now. I love this time of year. I don't know about you. I just feel good. It's springy. It's fresh. The leaves are green. The dog poop's
just
mostly washed away.
Colorful leaves, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's so pretty.
And the Riverside Park looks incredible.
Oh.
If you come back, we have to walk you through the park.
It'll bring back memories, you know. I'll feel like I got sand in my diapers again. It'll be so great.
No, you know, with the parks program, they're just giving areas of park to people to make their own gardens. Yeah.
An urban garden. And then do you get to harvest it or do you have to give it to the bums?
No. I don't think anybody's growing vegetables, but there are 90 kinds of flowers.
Oh, how pretty.
And they kept laying off people, and they were down to like 70 people. And someone came up with this great idea to let people who like to garden take different areas of the park and maintain it. And they've been doing an incredible, someone built a rock garden.
That's right, such a good idea.
Right, we enter at 83rd, which you know well, because that's on the way to your part of the park.
Right.
Off to the right, they built a rock garden up to Mount Tom, that big rock.
Yeah, what astounding. A great idea. That is just, see, it's that kind of out of the box thinking that can make such a difference. I love that. What a good idea.
Yeah. No, it is.
Well, do you have a garden?
I have a garden just in the backyard.
Yeah. You have one of the rarest things of all in Manhattan, which is a backyard.
Yes, a 20 by 40 foot backyard of my own. I let Dennis use it because he straightens it up. I say, you can use it, but you have to straighten it up.
Have you seen, one of the number one tumble logs right now? It's called The Worst Room. Have you seen this?
No.
This is a tumble log trying to find affordable housing in New York City. These are horrible rooms. This apartment is one of the best of its kind in its area. This is from Airbnb, $1,061. Here's one where he says, this is the exit door, this is his bed, and this is his room. So people walk through his room to get out of the apartment. Here's one, you can't stand up, $750 a month in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Oh.
You can't stand up because the ceiling is so low.
Now these must all be illegal rentals.
Probably. This is a furnished apartment in Brooklyn, $1,075. There's a furniture.
Oh, that's
That's good.
This is a tumble log. The worst room.
Here's, that is.
This is.
Fun.
This is. No stove, powerful microwave only, for single man only.
For there, single short man.
Short,
for
there's single a, there's short a, very There's short a lot man. Of them that don't have windows. This room has no window, but does come equipped with a fan.
Oh, good.
Here's one. You're sleeping on somebody's couch for $700 a month.
Wow. That is... The world's worst rooms, it's called? Oh, now that looks okay.
No, wait a minute. Your room isn't that kitchen. See that mattress above the closet in the kitchen? That's your room. Oh, East Village, $700.
Oh, my word.
It's a loft.
Well, you're close to food.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's. I hope you get kitchen privileges. This is one where four girls live in the same room. Don't worry, they're bunk beds. The space is small, but the rent, $649 a month.
That is amazing.
Aren't you glad, Jeff, you don't live in Manhattan? He's got a nice apartment here in Petaluma. This is...
Oh, there's Jeff. Is that Jeff's apartment?
His apartment. He's apparently worried about rain.
Yeah, no, that's good. The closet's right in the bed with you. That's good.
It's called a shared basement. The best part is the price on these things. $1,000. I'm looking for someone to move into a large closet space in one of the three bedrooms of my apartment. The bedroom has two closets, but there's no need for it. So we're looking to sublet as a living space to a fourth roommate. 5 feet wide, 7 feet long. It has no windows, and I think it would be ideal for a twin-size bed and small nightstand. Get ready for this. It's on Union Square in Manhattan, $1,000 a month.
Oh, my word.
So, yeah, this is a hot... tumble log right now. It's one of the top five tumble logs. The worst room.
The worst room.
And I thought of you when I saw it. I said, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No, I'm going to rent my backyard. Yeah. And I'm going to put a tent out there.
You are so lucky to have a backyard.
Yeah.
But well, you're the only tenant, right? There's how many stories on your building?
Five.
So only you get a backyard because you're on the first floor. Everybody else can look down on your backyard.
Hey, that is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Well, anyway, Dr. Mom says, obviously, Leo hasn't apartment shopped in a while in New York City. I understand. It's very, very expensive, and that's what you get.
That's what you Amazing. Get. Yeah. do they give phone numbers? I mean, they're actually...
These are, in every case, most of them are Craigslists. Okay. Postings, but in every case, they're actual postings. And if you read on the blog, it says you have to actually give us the link to the posting so we can verify that it really is real.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Okay. So you're lucky. How many years have you lived in that apartment?
Oh, probably Disneyland. 35.
Yeah.
Oh, the front apartment, maybe I've had the front apartment like 20 years.
See?
But the front apartment, I have a commercial lease. So they just. Oh.
So it's not
every
rent controlled.
2 years. They just pick a figure out of the air.
This, for the next 2 years, you are going to spend brrr, round and round she goes, where she stops, and nobody
exactly
knows.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, no, that's too low. Let's spin it again.
It's the wheel of rent misfortune. Well, Dick, here we are gathered together once again to show off crazy gadgets. It's the Giz Whiz show each and every week. You come up with three, I come up with one, then you do a warehouse, then we read a letter, then we all go home.
Yeah, it's pretty much cut and dry. It's a little bit different today because I found a lot of little fun things at the hardware show, so I'm going to do a bunch in a row.
Good.
And I'm
going to
do two videos. Now, this first video, I think this... device is very interesting and usable. Of course, in the apartment I live in, there's no room to hang this even in a window. But I figured you live in a city where there is sunshine.
Yes.
I wanted to get your take on the solar infra system solar heater.
Ooh.
So let's take a look at the hardware show.
Okay.
Dick DiBartolo, Mads Madestreiter, and the Giz Whiz. Still at the Hardware Show, Hardware 2013. A lot of solar products here, but this one really caught my eye because it was something really different. So this is the solar heater, world's most cost-effective heater. This is what it will look like when you see it in the stores. And this is what it will look like when you use it. So you hang it in a window.
Yeah.
This will be inside the window.
Yeah.
And this is a unit for a small room, oh, you know, the sunroom. So this is what happens. The sun is shining
like
on this.
Already.
All these little heat collectors
will warm
up from the sun, and there are a lot of them, a lot of surface area here. Then the little fan up top will draw air in the bottom, and the air moving up will slowly heat up. And the guys here at the booth told me it'll get up to 30 degrees hotter, and then warm air will come out through the fan vent and warm your room. Oh, this is very clever. This is going to sell for under $300. You can't see it here, but on the back, there's another solar panel, and that solar panel actually provides power to the fan.
That's clever.
And if it turns out it's a very cloudy day, there's a little plug on the bottom where you can power the fan via AC electric. So that's it. Look for this box, the solar air heater, and this is Dick DeBartolo, Mads Maddestreuter, and the GizWiz with something hot, well, maybe warmish, at the National Hardware Show. Bye.
I might work really well. I don't know. It has to be somewhere where you get a lot of sun, but it's not necessarily warm.
That is correct. That is correct. And I mean, the sun would heat your windows anyway, but I'm assuming, according to them, that all those little coils would actually heat up fast to hold more heat.
Hold the heat. That's probably what you want, right?
Yeah, exactly. And let the fan.
So maybe a few hours after the sun sets, it continues to stay. I don't know. Did they claim it would stay warm after the sun goes down?
They claim that it will heat the room enough that I think the guy said over a period of 3 years, it would pay for the heater. And then from there on in, you would be saving money. So that, you know, I can only go by that.
Right. It's hard to say. I mean, it's a very good idea.
It's easy to say, but it's hard to decide.
Hard to decide. I could say it, but I might be wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, in one of those apartments without a window, you don't need this at all. And, you know, from the Craigslist thing.
Right. Well, that's one thing. You need a fairly large window, it looked like.
You do. You do. And one that faces the sun.
It takes up a lot of space, yeah. There's somebody got it like in a living room with a lot of glass. Gosh, I find that hard to believe it would make much of a difference in that room.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to move on to, and already you've poo-pooed.
I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just
skeptical. The next gadget you already poo-pooed.
Oh.
I thought this was a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. So you have dark wood, you have medium wood, light wood in your living room or your baseboard or your floor. It's all wood. And you want to buy a power strip so you can plug in the TV and the lamps. And power strips either come in beige or white.
Oh, they're ugly. They're hideous.
Yes. And so when you screw them on a wall, they scream, look at me. Yeah, I don't belong in this room.
No.
So InvisiPlug has come out with a power strip in wood, faux wood colors. They do an oak and a cherry and a maple. He's laughing.
It just blends right in. Hardly know it was there.
All right. I happen to like this. I think it's a good idea.
No, I like it. I'm not poo-pooing it. I like it, actually.
Okay.
I wish it were made of actual wood.
Oh, well, then it couldn't cost like $15 or $16.
Right. They're
bucks.
Just putting a little veneer, yeah. A little vinyl veneer on it.
Exactly. Yeah. And a matching cord, built-in surge protector, on-off illuminated switch, a three-prong plug. And for under $16, not too much more than a regular power strip. So I thought this is a good idea.
Think that is a good idea. Yeah.
That's called InvisiPlug. Yeah. Now, the next thing I also thought was clever. The glowing, I'll put it on my little thing here. The glowing key fob. Okay. All right. The glowing key fob is a clever idea. So what they've done is found a way to take a little bit of power from the battery so that the tip of the key fob is actually glowing all the time. Uses a 2032 battery. It'll stay on for a year.
Oh, that's nice. See, I like this.
The object is you throw it in your backpack. Women at the show like this. You throw
purses.
It in your pocket.
It goes as way to the bottom, yeah.
As soon as you look in, you can see where it is. And then when you – I actually lost the one that I have – out of the box. But then there's a little button there, and you actually push on it, and it turns into a flashlight. $12 on Amazon.
I love it.
Okay. Okay.
Do one the more, same, and then we'll take a break for advertising. Okay.
The same company is making LED guide lights. The same idea. Four lights. The batteries will keep them powered for a year. Little stick-on guys. And just put these next to light switches on stair treads. And it's just a way to mark things when the lights are out to see where things are. And on Amazon, they just went on Amazon, and you get four of them for $15. So that's what you use them on, just as a marker in dark areas.
I think that's good, too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I like it. You're on a roll.
I'm on a roll. All right, actually, I'm on white bread, but that's okay.
Get off that bread. And I just want to quickly show you our Tonks coffee came for today. Could you bring me my Tonks? So we've talked about Tonks, TONX.org / GizWiz. Yes. It's a coffee subscription thing. But what it's more than just, and this is, it's for the coffee connoisseur or an aspiring coffee connoisseur, because the guys at Tonks are really into this stuff. And what they do is they order different beans every time. This time we're going to drink a Guatemala Antigua Santa Clara. So what they do is they get the whole beans. They fresh roast them, they seal them up, and they ship them to you within 3 days. You're going to get it within 3 days. And they put the date on every bag, which is really nice. And what I like is you get to try different kinds of beans from different areas. They're very good coffee guys. And so and it really is almost, for me, it's been like an education. Every time I get my Tonks coffee, it's something delicious, something wonderful. We're all kind of become fans of Tonks, TONX.org. And this is, John just brewed up a little of the Guatemalan Antigua.
Now, how are you grinding those, Lee? You have a little burr grinder?
You need a burr. Well, and they'll talk about this on the website. I use, of course, I have a very expensive at home, a Baratza, which is a wonderful ceramic burr grinder, but it's a little pricey. We have a hand burr grinder. I don't know. What do we use? We have the KitchenAid back there? The Breville. Oh, that's a very good one. We have a Breville grinder.
Yeah,
we love Breville. So let me just taste this here. Wow. Did you put a little milk in there? Did you put any sugar in it?
Yeah.
It's really good. It has a luscious flavor. It's very floral. And this, like the ones I had last time before, very little bitterness. It's just a really round, mellow cup. Mmm. I tell you, this is so cool. TONX.org. They source the beans. They roast the beans. They ship the beans. You brew them. You grind them and you brew them because you want to grind them fresh. And I first found out about this, I think it was from Marco Arment, or maybe it was the coffee geek. I have some coffee gurus who have become my senseis in the coffee, connoisseur game. And I am just really thrilled about Tonks. Now, somebody's asking me, if you go to tonks.org/gizwiz, we've got a special deal for you, a free sample, absolutely free. You'll get a 2-ounce bag to try before you subscribe. And then you have to choose between two different plans, the half sack or the standard. I do a standard. That's a 2 12-ounce bags, one shipped fresh every other week. And it's $38, or the half sack if you drink less or you just want to try it for special occasions. That's $24 every 4 weeks. I have to say, this is, for me, has been a real education. Tonks, TONX.org/gizwiz. And I, you know, it's just hard for me to describe how delicious this is, but trust me, it really is good. And it's so fun when you get your little Tonks delivery in the mail every other week. I just love it. And it's different every time, different beans.
Nice.
Evan Dunn says he has the Antigua and he loves it. It is very, you're right. He says, I drink it black. It was so smooth. You're right. I've never had such a smooth coffee, such a round, and there's a little bit of a fruit overtone, kind of a berry overtone. It is just delicious. Wow. Thank you, Tonks.
Nice. Yeah. What's the logo on your mug, by the way?
Tonks. It's a Tonks mug, yeah. That's their logo.
Oh, okay, great.
You think I would drink Tonks coffee in anything less than a Tonks mug?
Yeah, I hope not.
No.
I hope not. It's good.
Wow, is that good? Mmm. I'm sorry. I should probably let you go on. I'll tell you what. I'll keep drinking. You show us another.
Okay, very good. Now another show, another video from the hardware show. You may laugh, but one day you may say, I wish I actually had that and hadn't made fun of the Heimlich helper.
Hey, you are told Man's Man is trying to end the Gizwiz at the National Hardware Show. You know, I have a boat. Look at this neat anchor I found here. Actually, this has nothing to do with anchoring, but it can be a lifesaver. This is Heimlich helper. Okay, now the guys at the booth told me that a gentleman was at a dinner. Another person started choking. He used a Heimlich maneuver on him, saved his life. But then he thought, what if I were choking and I were alone?
You know, I love it. It's right next to the
Heimlich
giant toilet
helper
seat.
Is for you to use it alone. Now, since I'm holding a microphone in my hand, I can't really do it. But let's just show you what it would look like over
best
here.
That you don't.
So you put it up against your chest and push in on it.
It looks like
notice
a pogo
this, it has
stick.
Kind of a rubber bumper here.
In a way,
you can
yeah.
actually push up against something if wow. you want, and you could save your own life. There are a couple of different ways to
how many
use
times
it on
can
the
you do,
poster here.
I mean, how many ways
so Heimlich
can you save
Helper
your own life?
Is under $40, and they're at HeimlichHelper.com. So it's an easy way to save yourself. Right now, I'm just choked up about doing this spot, but I don't need it because I just saved myself.
Yeah, this is totally like a Mad Magazine product.
In a way, it is. In a way, it is. Yes.
It's hard to know whether it's serious or not. But I got to say, this would be a great hostess gift. The next time you go to a dinner party, I think everybody would more than welcome a Heimlich helper as a hostess gift.
Oh, I think it's great.
A bag
you know, we've
Tonks
had
coffee
your food.
And a Heimlich helper.
We've had your food in the past, so
yeah,
we
yeah.
decided
this
that.
Is after this the is last time we ate here, we thought we'd bring along our Heimlich helper. It's a self-assist choking. It's only $35 on Amazon.
$35.37 on Amazon. Exactly.
There's got to be people got to be buying these. They're down to the last six. That's pretty amazing.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good because when I first looked, I think they had 12, so six more people bought them.
$35. Pretty... I think that's a good deal. I'm telling you, it's a great gag gift.
You should. Yes, yeah, so to speak. Yes, exactly. You gag. I get the gift. Exactly.
Next time I go to a dinner party, not a bottle of wine, not some flowers, not a box of candy, a Heimlich helper.
There you go.
Yeah. No, but if you lived alone, I guess it'd be a good thing to have. I do live alone.
Oh, I think you need one.
Yeah.
I
often wonder if someday, you know, I'm not going to come to work and they're going to come back and they're going to find me lying on the floor of the kitchen. My mom calls it the skeleton in the fur coat.
What is that for?
My mom, as you know, is a little bit of a character. She read many years ago a newspaper story about a woman who lived all alone, had no relatives. She died. I guess it was a cold winter. And in the spring, people came into her house and they found her sitting there in the kitchen, a skeleton in a fur coat.
Oh, well, you don't own a fur coat,
I know,
right?
So you're safe.
Oh, so you're safe.
Yeah,
you're
I'll be skeleton in a fur fez.
So you're gonna be a skeleton in very wrinkled clothing. No, that's not even
no,
true.
No, it steams now.
True. No.
It's very... So Dr. Mom says that she could teach us how to do this with a chair. Wait a minute. I got to try this.
Maybe a chair?
Yeah, because...
Leo, your table. Maybe you could do it with your table.
With my little lack table? So this is self-Heimlich-ing. Okay, doctor, maybe just you could walk me through this, Dr. Mom. This is the kind of chair that you might have at a dinner party, fine restaurant. I've got a little meat stuck in my throat. Now, I'm going to give the universal sign for I'm choking, which is this, right? You do this. And then somebody's supposed to know that means when you put your hands crossed over your throat that you can't breathe, right? Okay. And then now what do I do, Dr. Mom? Lean over the chair, all right. Okay, I'm leaning over the chair. Is this, if you're not choking, is it dangerous to do the Heimlich?
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we? This is research.
Okay, and then what? Now fall over with my full weight, like So you don't like go like this. Oh, you don't like, oh, you don't go like that. You just, oh, I don't think I should have had that last cup of Tonks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what was that from breakfast? That's awful.
Now, a word of caution. She says you can break your ribs, you can bust your spleen, you can damage your liver. So only do this in an emergency, if it's a life or death matter. But that's okay. How you would do it. Your stomach, not your ribs. So you're a little low. I thought you were supposed to be like right below your ribs is where you're going for. Right. Like that.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. And that what that's supposed to do is thrust. It compresses your lungs. Suddenly it thrusts air up through your esophagus and pushes the food, expels the food like that.
All right, so now you're just going to carry that chair around. I'm going to carry the Heimlich helper, but you can carry the chair.
So seriously, I mean, this is as good as a Heimlich helper, isn't it? Is it a James Spahn says a fist up from your belly button? Well, that's right there.
Right
there? I thought it was supposed to go right below your rib cage, here.
Yeah. We should know this.
Well, I'm trying to teach people a life-saving skill here. So right there, like there. Yeah. You know, it's a little soft still, but the ribs come down to here and then right below it.
But if someone's in the room, they should come up behind you and do that with their fist closed, right?
I was watching an exercise video, and they said, while you're doing this, don't do the Vaslov maneuver. And I had to look it up. Is that how, Dr. Mom, you know this? I think it's called the Vaslov maneuver. Do you know that one? It's when you, when you hold your nose and you press your breath out like to clear the Valsalva. That's it. You mean like when you pop your ears. That's it. And they said, while you're exercising, don't do that. Okay. So probably. Because your blood pressure goes through the roof.
I like doing that.
Because your blood pressure goes, woof! That's what killed Elvis. There it is. Oh. That's the Valsalva maneuver. Don't do that. You're not supposed to do that. And it's probably not a good idea to do that when you're giving yourself Heimlich, self-Heimlicking.
You know, Jason, don't show the Valsalva helper video that I have next. He's not going to like it.
I just thought that I was reading an exercise article and it says, don't do the Valsalva maneuver. Okay, I won't. Basically, hold your breath. Don't hold your breath while you're exercising.
Well, I'm holding my breath because it's time for your crap of the week.
Play the jingle. We don't have a jingle.
we don't have a jingle for Leo's crap of the week.
This was something I was watching on. I think it was during the radio show. Somebody said, "Oh, have you seen Zoomies?" They said you should get some of these Zoomies. The only compact. Can you see this hands-free binocular? Zoom in anytime, at home or away. And here's the beauty. $10, you buy one, you get one free. Two pairs of Zoomies, two hanging lanyards, two carrying cases for $10.
Magnification that brings everything up close. Look closer. Zoomies binoculars utilize the same vision magnification technology of expensive high-power binoculars.
Yeah.
And condenses it in
yeah, the same technology, pretty much, kind of. So I ordered some. Now, let me show you, because I think we could go through the order process right now. I've given them all my my information. Let's process the order on Zoomies. Whoops. What do they need? Oh, I got to give them my email. Let's do that, too. Leo@leoville.com. There we go. Now let's process the order and get my Wait a minute. What's this? Wait a minute. Thank you for your order. Please take advantage of this special offer. Only available are extra Zoomies, additional Zoomies. Up to limit on five. No, I already two is enough, so I'm going to say thank you. Well, wait a minute. Please take advantage of this special offer, 30% off Zoomies. Really? Well, only $7 for more Zoomies? Limit five. No, I'm going to say thank you, but let me proceed to check out. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Upgrade to deluxe.
This is so
How could Zoomies
funny.
Possibly get any better? Well, For just $5 additional per Zumi, upgrade to the deluxe model, which carries an upgrade to the 4X magnification, rubberized arms, and a hard carrying case. Then it's only $5 to say, no, you know, I'm just going to get the regular. Let me just click through. No thanks. Let's proceed to checkout. Wait a minute. Okay, maybe you don't want that, but how about the Roto Punch Deluxe with bonus eyelets and snap kit? The essential tool punches holes into virtually every material. I don't know what this has to do with Zumies, but no, I don't want those. So let me just click this. No thanks. Proceed to checkout. Wait a minute. There's more. The Gojo hands-free.
This is,
it goes on and on and on. You cannot buy Zumies. Finally. Oh. Wait a minute. Wow. A free shipping rebate. Oh, God. I actually ordered more. Oh, no. I bought more Zumies. Anyway, they continue with many, many offers.
And that free shipping thing, beware of, because it signs you up for another service.
Yeah, freeshipping.com.
Yes, exactly.
It's not free shipping. It's named freeshipping.com. So here's the Zumies. $10 for two of them. So I got to send you one, too. It does, in fact, come with a handsome carrying case and lanyard. So, you know, what's nice is sometimes you don't know whether you're going to need magnification or not.
Yes. And also, you would be so depressed if you lost something of this quality.
You don't want to lose your Zumies.
You would just say,
you'd have to go through
I lost my wallet, but what's worse is my Zumie was in the same.
Yeah, it was in the pouch. So let me put my Zumie lanyard, high-quality lanyard, too, by the way. Just put this around my neck. And now it's like reading glasses. You're just ready whenever you need them. And, man, let me tell you. This is the same technology used in high quality binoculars.
Wow. All the way from Petaluma. Can you see how many fingers I have up?
Wait a minute. I can't see it. Oh, maybe if I turn the knobs here. Now that's coming in.
Wow. Okay,
now I got to point out, they say 300% magnification. That's three times. It's not a lot.
Yes, exactly.
It's not a lot. And actually, this is better than Google Glass, though. Let me try this. Okay, Zumi. No, it doesn't. Doesn't do that. So there you go. $10. I did order the Zumies. I'm not sure I can really recommend these at all, but
Are they blurry or?
Yeah, they're horrible. Here, you want to see here? I'll just put them on you.
Let me
put them right on there. Can you see my ear?
Oh yeah, I see your ear.
Yeah.
I see your ear. I didn't see it before, but now I do.
It was so far away.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
You know what, Leo?
What?
If you put tape over the holes, you'd have a beautiful sleep mask.
And comfortable, too.
And comfortable, too.
Anyway, don't buy the Zumies. I think I might have just bought another pair.
Oh, no.
All right, so.
Are they at Zumies.com just for my website?
Yeah, buyzumies.com.
Buyzumies.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next object of interest for next week. I was persuaded to purchase this by a man named Jeff Needles.
He's very persuasive.
He came to me.
Yes. Erected Jeff.
Jeff, did you get permission from Lisa? I'll do it at home. Because it's not the price of this thing I worry about. It's the amount of time away from your paid job that this might take you. So he apparently, I didn't know this, but Jeff is a Lego master. And I didn't know this. And he happens to already have a fairly extensive Lego Star Wars collection. Am I right?
Yeah.
He's got what? You got R2-D2, C-3PO.
No, R2-D2.
Yoda. He's a black brick in Lego.
So he's persuaded me to purchase this for him. It's a mere $400.
No big deal.
What?
Legos. No
get
big
ready.
Deal.
The Lego Death Star, complete with ventilation vent for easy destruction. Look at this. Does this come with everything you see?
For $400, it better.
I'm so glad we got away from that expensive Sky.
Yeah, I know, right?
But he says he can build it. I won't buy it from Lego Direct. Yeah. This is the Lego website, but I'll buy it on Amazon. Okay. How much is it on Amazon? I saved 2 cents, so that's a good thing.
Build it, and Lisa will come and bang you over the head.
She's going to kill me. So let's just search for Lego Death Star on there Amazon. Now, there do I want the Death Star 1 or the Death Star 2?
Ooh.
But what about the, there's a new Death Star. Oh, that's only $16.
Now with more death.
He clearly doesn't want that one. He wants this one. Yes, I saved 2 cents. $3.99.97.
Oh, wow.
You
yeah,
saved
you
2 cents.
Nice.
And, Jeff
and
says,
you get free shipping.
But look what you also get in the box. A Lego Stormtrooper. You get, who's that? Biff Ninja? What's the name of that character?
That's Chad, isn't it?
That's Chad? Oh, yeah. It's an well, of course it's an Imperial guy. It's the Death Star. Isn't that an Imperial guy? I'm not giving you this if you say stuff like that. Do you get any Rebels?
You get Luke with the cut off arm.
You get Luke without his arm? I am your father, Luke. Oops, spoiler alert.
I am your father.
All right, so there you go. So we're going to buy that, and I told Jeff I would get it for him because he's been a nice boy. And, and he said, but Jeff... It must be fully complete, and it must be operational on this day in
it
1 week. Well, I don't know. I mean, that was the whole problem with the Death Star. It wasn't fully operational. Yeah. Right? And so anyway. Yep.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
For another 400, you can get the
Star Destroyer. I can get Alderaan for 400, and it'll blow up. I feel a strange disturbance in the Force. Thousands of voices screaming out in Spain. Maybe
Leo,
that's wrong.
If you buy that, I'll kill you.
You know where my mistake was? I started eating the Tonks beans straight.
Oh, my. Before you buy, you're going to do that show in about 45 seconds.
The World Shows Before
Good.
You Buy coming up
oh
right
my.
Now.
Good.
Because it goes on and on. So, what else can I get? Can I get an Alderaan? Star Destroyer.
3,000
I want a Rebel fighter because we want to be able to fly down the trench and drop the bomb right in that ventilation shaft. You have a TIE fighter? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's stop at this. Although, oh, wait a minute, though. Together, you can get the Millennium Falcon and the Death Star for just $537.94. You're not excited by the Millennium Falcon? All right, we're going to get you that. The Lego Star Wars Death Star, item number 10188. And Jeff said, yes, I will make it for you.
Wow.
I will make it so. And so if you don't have it by next week, you're paying for it, kid. No, I wouldn't do that to you, but I will keep it.
Okay.
I don't know what am I going to do with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, wait a minute now. If I order it right now, it'll come on Thursday. I should get it with.
Yeah,
I should get
it. Amazon Prime.
They don't have a get it tomorrow option. I guess.
Okay.
That's.
He's got the whole weekend.
Yeah. What am I talking? All right. I just ordered it. It's yours, Jeffrey. Mr. Needles, your one-click order has been placed. 2-day shipping. The Lego Star Wars Death Star.
So, what exactly is this internship preparing Jeff for?
Building models.
I want an Erectus set. Okay, we'll buy it for you. I want a Star Wars $400 toy.
It's guilt. Okay, I don't pay him, so I got to give him things like that. And Zoomies. He's going to get the Zoomies, too.
Yeah.
We pay him? Oh, I've just been informed we actually do pay him.
Oh.
Forget it. The whole deal's off.
Oh, yeah.
So now that we've completed this portion, the crap portion of the show, let's resume our wonderful high-quality product portion with a trip to the beautiful Isle of Manhattan, where lurk so many great tourist destinations. Things like the Jungle Cafe, the Statue of Liberty, Radio Square Music Hall. And
yeah.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, and Dick's Round Gadget Warehouse.
And Dick's thing. Would you like some coffee?
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Madison Square Music Hall?
Oh, no. Radio City.
Radio City Square Garden.
Music Hall, yeah.
Mm.
Okay, in honor of the hardware show.
Yes.
I went back through old files. I found a list of gadgets I found at the 2001 hardware
show. They had hardware back in 2001?
Yeah. And believe it or not, back then the hardware show was in Chicago, not in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I found the Disto. Do you know what Disto is?
Sure, that's where you play music in a 4/4 time. There's lights and you dance.
No, that's Disto is from Leica, the camera people, and they are electronic measuring devices.
A rangefinder.
Yes, a rangefinder, but it also will tell you volume of a room, how much paint you need for a room. So this guy is from 2001. I put batteries in it, and this little guy, let me push the button here.
Those are, our chat room, UOS DWiz points out in the chat room, those are membrane switches. Haven't seen those in a while. Yeah, the little membranes.
And
like my Atari 400.
It is.
It's 8 meters and 42 inches away.
From the wall. It's trying to figure out exactly.
What is
and
that?
My heart rate is 258 feet.
That's after all the Tongue's coffee.
Exactly. Uh-huh. This thing sold Leo for $500 back in 2001. Now at disto.com, it's a similar one is under $200. They still make them up to $500 and $600. Now they send all the information via Bluetooth to your iPad, phone, full color screen.
So this would be for a contractor, a realtor, decorator.
Exactly. Someone who doesn't want to run around with a pencil and paper and try and figure out, add weird dimensions together. But it still works. So after all these years.
I can't believe that hideously useful product, you don't have that in your house, that you put it in the warehouse. That would be so useful.
Xtoom in the chat room made a very, very good point. Down at the bottom left, is that a share to Facebook button?
Wait a minute. It's got a Facebook button on it. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was one of the very first.
Tell that to the Winklevoss twins.
Here's the tweet button right over here.
Wait a minute. We have the same thing, but this is from Bosch. But John uses pretty much the same thing. It's a Bosch version of the same thing. And this measures.
Now what did John pay for that?
What'd you pay for this, John? $70. $70.
Okay.
How much was that?
$500.
$500.
Yeah.
But in 2001, that was probably state of the art, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
And actually, their Web 0516 says Black & Decker has a $20 version.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have to use it in a 10 by 10 by 10 room. Otherwise,
I could figure out the volume of this room.
Yes, exactly. Because the figures are actually painted on the dial.
And it doesn't have the very useful share to Facebook feature.
No, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Virgil says Edward Norton used that in the Italian Job. I don't remember that part.
No,
that was the one where they're in Venice, right? And they're driving those little cars and Mini Coopers. Yeah.
Oh, Mini Cooper. I love that.
Big ad
car.
For Minis.
Minis are here. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. It's still working 12 years later from Leica, of all people.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And the brand goes on with bigger and better versions, but obviously we now know that you can buy
Facebook.
Very cheap versions. That is very funny. It does look like Facebook.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now that we've concluded the warehouse segment, I think it's time for me to perform the Heimlich maneuver. Let's get a letter to the editor.
From disto to disco.
And for the first time ever on the GizWiz, the letter of the week is also our viewer video of the week.
Ooh.
So Bob H. sent us a video some time back about building your own internet usage meter. And I believe he was the first one to get a piece of crap as a gift. And so Bob, there's a picture of his
Peter.
And so Bob made another video. And Bob, you don't get a second piece of crap. But Bob made another video to show us that the crap did arrive. And
what did we send him?
Well, he's going to here's the video.
Oops, something else is playing. Okay, hold on.
The zoomies.
Okay, here we go. I got it.
Jason, this is Bob H., and I received a mysterious package in the mail today.
What could that be?
And I looked at the return address, and it's from the Twit Cottage.
Oh, look at that. Stamps.com postage.
Frederick. So then I realized it's the prize, the Sky Mall prize for my award-winning video.
What could that
be?
So
what was it? I opened it up quickly, and inside I found the dreaded...
Oh, my God!
Human slingshot.
That's a human slingshot.
Oh, no. Oh, that was featured in one of the most traumatic episodes of the Gizwiz ever. I had nightmares for days afterwards. Several people were almost killed. MG Chad was injured. And I thought, whoa, maybe if I was near the beach or something, I could use this. But out here in Iowa, there's just cornfields and bean fields, and it could lead to a lawsuit
Did we put a waiver in that box?
As to what to do with the human slingshot. But then I started to look at the bag that it came in, and it's pretty interesting. It looks like a sail bag for stowing sails for sailboats.
Yeah, just as useful in
Iowa. And the
back
of it has a mesh to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like it would be good for storing wet things. So I thought, I wonder if this could be repurposed. And so I thought about it for a little while. So I came up with this great idea. I've been spending a lot of time at the pool lately trying to improve my swim times on the triathlon this spring and summer. And I've carrying all this junk to the pool, and I thought this would be a great bag for storing my goggles and my fins and all my swim stuff.
What's the brand
name? Let's see if it's all going to fit. Hey, it all fits.
Hey!
So there you have it.
What do you do with the slingshot?
Human slingshot bag.
I want the slingshot back. If you're not going to use the slingshot.
Smart, stylish pool bag.
I want it back.
And I'm hoping the name, the human slingshot, sticks as a nickname for me. It might give me an edge with the competition in the pool.
That's good. I like that.
So anyway, thanks to everybody involved, including Frederick, for getting this out to me. And I'll be watching.
Wow.
Leo, it's so funny because he sent a little email with it. And he said, the human slingshot itself will ultimately share Andrea's fate in the Sopranos episode Long-Term Barking.
Andrea, yes, she did not end well.
Yeah, so it seems like he's more thrilled with the bag than the content.
Well, somebody's going to be the lucky winner of these Zoomies.
Oh, yeah. So listen, if you want a video for the GizWiz, we're looking for I Invented This, like Bob's video originally, and I put the link again on my website. My favorite gadget of all time, the little 2 or 3 minute video, or my gadget warehouse. A lot of people, it turns out, have old gadgets they don't want to part with.
That's
so make
cool.
a little video, 2 to 3 minutes, put it on YouTube and send the link to us at gizwiz@twit.tv. And if it gets shown on the show, and we pretty much show a lot of crap here, you can win. Your own piece. Oh, crap.
Somebody's going to be the lucky winner of that amazing Star Wars Death Star, too. That's going to be fully assembled.
Jeff comes with it because
he's not letting go.
Not letting go.
No, that one is not. That's going to go to Jeff's apartment. He says he's. I said, you can keep it, but you got to finish it by the S show. Oh, I broke the. Oh, that's a shame. So quickly, it broke.
You know, if Jeff wanted to make money, he could bring the Death Star to New York City and rent it out as a cottage.
It'd be a great apartment.
Yeah,
lots 700 of space.
A month in Riverside Park.
Here, Jeff, that's our next thing. Whoever wins those, God bless them. God bless him is all I can say. Dick D. Bartolo, he's been a real pleasure. I'm going to have a few more coffee rings.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to run out of here like my pants are
on
fire.
Okay, don't forget to play the What the Heck Is It.
Oh.
Go to giz.biz.
Yeah. You got a new one for us.
One for
just like a bracelet.
June.
Yeah. Let's check that. Just go to gizwiz.biz. Click the What the Heck Is It. You got 12 autographed copies of Mad Magazine by Dick D. Bartolo for the correct answer.
Yeah, for the correct answer.
It seems wrong because you twice as many available for the wrong answer.
Yeah. Well, we know our listeners and our viewers. So they're apt to write down any old crap, and we reward them for that. Oh, he's... get ready. Get ready for the world's shortest. Well, you
thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye, Leo.
On the Guess Whiz.
Oh, he's gone. I'll be here.